We're going to talk with Flyers captain Claude Giroux now. He's been to a few of these carnivals. The longest tenured athlete in Philadelphia. Boy, that's weird to say that number 28, the Flyers captain, is the longest tenured athlete in Philadelphia. But when you hear that, Claude, it's pretty crazy. You've been here a while now, man. Nobody here has been playing in this city longer than you.
Yeah, must mean I'm getting old. But
you don't have any gray in that beard yet.
Yeah, there's a couple. But, you know, it's been great to play in Philly. Obviously, it's a great sports town. And, you know, I really enjoy football and basketball and baseball. So it's fun to be a part of the city.
Talk about, you saw the Eagles win the Super Bowl last year. And, yeah, you go to games and you enjoy it. And you get out there and tailgate and get in with the fans. And, you know, when they win that championship last year and you saw the city react, you guys want a piece of that action, don't you?
Yeah, it's crazy how the whole city just went crazy. And we're actually watching the Super Bowl. And we're able to be in the street with everybody in Philly and kind of celebrating. And it was definitely a great time.
One of the things I've heard you talk about, and you and I have talked about it before too, is the pressure that you put on yourself as a competitor. Maybe it's one thing that the fans don't see is the your desire to win. And you've talked about maybe curbing not the desire to win, but how you react to it. You feel like you're getting that under control a little bit?
Yeah, I think with age and with experience, I think you kind of you put yourself in those situations and you see what you do to be successful, what you do when you play your best. So you're just trying to learn from that. And sometimes trying less is better, because sometimes when you're trying too hard, you get away with how you're supposed to play and what you're doing out there. And I like now what I've been through, I think sometimes, not every time, but sometimes less is more.
Talking to Claude Giroux from the 42nd Annual Flyers Wives Carnival. Claude, you know, one of the things in playing in this city is the pressure that comes along with it. You guys are a little inconsistent right now. What's going to be the key for you guys to get more consistent? Because you have those games where you come out and you're in a tough spot, maybe a back-to-back on the road, and you get a win over a really good team, and then some of the other teams you have a difficult time with, or you guys come out a little slow out of the locker room to begin a game. How can you get, you know, fix that in-game consistency and that game-to-game consistency?
Yeah, I think that's one thing that we talked about at the start of the year, is we want to be a more consistent team. And I mean, we've shown that we can play and win a lot of games in a row and play well every night. Just the way we came back last game, being 5-1. I've never been part of a comeback like that. It was sure.
Four goals in 6 minutes, right?
Yeah, that was pretty crazy. And I think it's not. I mean, the whole game we were playing some good hockey, and I think we really need to think of, we're playing some good hockey. We just got to keep playing.
You get that penalty to make it a 5-on-3. What a bogus call that was. What'd you say to the ref? Did you get an explanation? I mean, you're trying to battle for a puck, and the guy drops his stick. And, you know, at all levels in youth, and I remember, you know, players skating around in warm-up, you'd knock their stick out. Two hands on the stick. You know, what was up with that? That's a bizarre call. Can you even battle for a puck anymore if the guy loses his stick?
I don't know. It was definitely tough to go on a 5-on-3, especially with their power play. They're pretty good on the power play, and 5-on-3 they're even better. So it was tough for a team to kind of go down 5-1 there. But at the same time, I feel like it energized our team and
set the stage for a big comeback.
Yeah, I think you kind of saw the guys' attitude and how they reacted, and that's definitely a positive.
Two more questions for you. When it all said and done last year, and you know the sting of losing in the first round of the playoffs to the Penguins was worn off, and you had a chance to reflect on the fact that you eclipsed the century mark in points. You got to 102. You set career highs in all categories, goals included. What was that like when that realization? I mean, to get to that number in today's NHL is rare and a really impressive feat.
I mean, it was great. I mean, it was a great season. I was able to play with some good players to be able to kind of elevate my game. And what made it even better is the year before I had a really tough year. And like you said, I was pretty hard on myself. And to be able to kind of come back and have a season like that, it's great. Just not physically, I felt great. Mentally, I felt even better. So just trying to build as a player, just trying to get better every year and trying to get to to the playoffs and do some damage there.
Do you feel like your game's where it was last year? You look comfortable out there. You're skating and, you know, not coming off a surgery or rehab again in this offseason. You feel like you're there again?
Yeah, personally, I feel good. I mean, there's always room for improvement. And, I think our line can play a little bit better. We can make a little bit more of a difference out there. But it's going to come. You can't be forcing it. You can't put more pressure on yourself. It's going
to
come.
All right, last question for you. I talked to your wife yesterday in promoting the carnival today, and she said that you guys play Scrabble. There might be, do you beat her in Scrabble, or does she beat you?
Oh, man.
Now, you're newly married. Careful how you handle this question.
Well,
happy wife, happy life, Claude.
I know, but I'm French, so that's my excuse. But I do get the odd win.
So you're coming up with words that aren't even words. You just say, hey, that's a French word.
Oh yeah, no, she doesn't let those words fly. So, but you know what?
Got the Google out.
We definitely have a good time playing Scrabble.
Well, it's important to unwind. And congratulations on the wedding. And what a great day here today. We appreciate you doing this. Good luck coming up on Wednesday and the rest of the season. And hopefully you guys can get a little more consistent and keep this thing going and really do some damage coming up the postseason.
All right, thank you,
Claude Giroux, joining us. We're